It's September. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac.
Yeah, this is the mountain avens or geum, and it turns red very early on. Let's go over to the
We're sitting in the midst of autumn colors at Summit Lake, just below Mount Evans. Color starts to creep across the tundra in August, and by early September, a patchwork quilt of reds, oranges, and yellows unfolds across the mountains. We're looking at Elfin Gardens, where plants such as King's Crown, which is a vivid ruby red right now, grow only a few inches high. But these miniatures are just as dazzling as the famed sugar maples of New England.
It's understandable why almost all the plants up here are perennials, because the growing season lasts for less than 3 months, really, at these high elevations. It's also interesting that many of the plants that grow up here in the tundra also grow down on the shortgrass prairie on the plains. It isn't just cold that restricts their growth up here. It's also wind, desiccating wind and heat. It never gets above maybe 60 degrees up here, the air temperature, but on the ground, where the ground is absorbing all the solar radiation, temperatures can exceed 105 degrees in summer. So plants here have to adapt to cold and to heat and to wind.
Because of the short growing season, many alpine plants continue to bloom even as their leaves turn red and gold. Mountain avens make entire slopes grow russet red even as the yellow flowers continue to bloom. Queen's Crown puts out showy pink flowers that contrast with fiery crimson leaves. Big-rooted spring beauties and the talus bear pink-veined white flowers nestled in a rosette of ruby-red leaves. The timing of autumn color varies from year to year, and some researchers are now studying whether global warming will affect the brilliance as well as the timing of fall color change. At any rate, we're happy to stretch out the fall color show by starting on the tundra in August and finishing on the plains in October. It's a way to circumvent William Watson's lament about the swiftly passing seasons when he said, "Oh, be less beautiful or be less brief."
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County,